New research finds that 85% of people in the world are feeling the effects of climate change right now. And that includes severe and unpredictable weather. One way to adapt to this reality is to find ways to limit the damage of intense storms. For instance, boosting what's called natural infrastructure, like wetlands and rivers. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell looks at one river being restored in upstate New York.
10 years ago, Hurricane Irene barreled up the East Coast. It brought heavy wind and rain from North Carolina all the way up to the Adirondack Mountains in northern New York. That's where the Au Sable River surged 11 feet above its flood stage. Here's coverage from the local TV station WPTZ.
Irene's rampage is touching all parts of the region. By late Sunday, parts of Keene Valley were underwater. The Au Sable jumping its banks and taking over the town.
The Au Sable River ripped apart roads and bridges. It flooded homes and shops around the Adirondacks. Irene was a massive storm, but Kelly Tucker says the river had already been eroding for decades.
There was nothing new in Irene for the river. It was just like, oh, vulnerability, I got this.
Tucker is the executive director of the Au Sable River Association. She's taking me on a tour of the river, which is about 90 miles long and whose watershed encompasses the heart of the Adirondacks. We begin in the town of Wilmington, New York. Tucker says climate change started impacting the Au Sable in the late 90s. By the time Irene hit, the Au Sable had eroded into a wide, shallow river.
So you'd see flat water. You wouldn't hear this. It was flat and still and silent.
When a river gets really wide and shallow, it has a hard time moving rocks and other debris downstream. That can mean more destruction during a flood. So after Irene, Tucker and her team got to work. They dug out the middle of the river here to deepen it and built up the sides to make it more narrow. They even placed rocks and tree stumps in specific parts of the river to direct the flow. Tucker says this section of the Au Sable has human engineering all over it.
Every single thing up there to the tall tree in the bend where the island is, we put here.
Since Irene, the Au Sable River Association has restored dozens of sites along the river. They've removed dams, widened culverts, and retrofitted bridges. Tucker sees these projects as a balance between human needs and environmental realities.
We want public safety. We like our infrastructure not to be affected so profoundly by flooding. So our response tends to be, well, what can you move and what is essential?
We're watching a big yellow dump truck drive through the river right now.
Next stop, the town of Jay, where trucks are moving dirt and rocks from the middle of the river to the Outer Banks. Here, too, the Au Sable had gotten wider and shallower. It actually split into two channels. Gary Henry from the Au Sable River Association says they're engineering it so the second channel is strictly used for overflow.
The water will be able to come over this and use this side channel for relief and get up onto its floodplain and dissipate some of its energy before it would go downstream and ravage some town down there.
Scientists say that climate change has intensified storms like Irene and made them more costly to recover from. In the U.S. alone, flood damage caused in part by climate change has cost more than $73 billion since the late 80s. That's according to a study published earlier this year. Anita Van Breda from the World Wildlife Fund says restoring rivers and building more nature-based infrastructure now is more cost-effective than rebuilding later.
You get a lot more bang for your buck, so to speak, if you can invest before an extreme event. It's usually cheaper, takes less time.
There are river restoration projects across the U.S., from the Kissimmee River in South Florida to the Elwha River in northern Washington. Van Breda says these projects are key to planning ahead to cope with the impacts of climate change.
We're going forward in a future that is different from a climate perspective. So we really have to look ahead and future-proof, if you will, our places and our areas that we care about.
The final stop on my tour with Kelly Tucker is in Upper Jay, which was hit really hard during Hurricane Irene. She says a lot of progress has been made to strengthen and restore the Aus-Sable in the last few years, but the work is far from over. Tucker points to the big boulders on the opposite bank of the river.
I think of that as the cannonballs aimed at Aus-Sable Forks if we don't get this job done.
Tucker has applied for a grant with New York State and has backing from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. This river is still at least a decade away from where Tucker would like it to be. But she says once sites like this are strengthened and restored, the work will pay off.
So the key piece to the puzzle for us has always been creating that self-sustaining stream that can reach its potential and do its own maintenance, rebuilding its native forms. But we think that that's the low-cost key in the long run.
Tucker says investing in this river now will make it stronger and more resilient against major storms, storms that climate change will bring to northern New York in the decades to come. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Russell.